Yud Beis is the halacha that when you machshir kli, you have to be machshir not just the entirety of the kli, but also the yodas of the kli. So just like we saw about tefilas kelim was a mishnah. The mishnah Mikvelo says you have to be tovel the yodas hakelim, just like the kelim. We had a shayla exactly what the gedar dvarim is. So here also, kol hakelim tzarich lahagvi the same kamaisim. To where does the halacha come from? It comes from Mordechai, but the Emma says it comes from the Gemara. This is Be'etzim, Pachas Yosef, from the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Lam and Rebezim Tzachim says, a Shaila had to be Machshir knife for Pesach, so the Shaila is, do you have to leave it on the blade, or do you not have to leave it on the blade? And the Gemara's Maskana is EDV EDV Breis, you know what's EDV EDV? The blade and the handle. So it's from the Gemara that you have to be Tevel, you have to be Magal, I'm sorry, the handle of the Kli. But the Gemara is Soysim, and doesn't tell us why you have to be Magal. And that's really the Shaila over here. So Bekitzer, okay, so the first thing is like this, that Ramal Maisa makes 2 points in this Mechaber. The first point he makes is that he doesn't think it's so important. Daki Moshe says, Ayin Mashik Safti Kuf Chafalv, we're not Makbid Kol Kach. So, I mean, we'll have to see. That's a Gemara, though. We have to, how is the Ramal going to deal with the Gemara Mitzachim? But the Maisa, the Ramal says, it's not so important. If you're not Mago, it's okay. And the second thing he says, and even if you want to be a Pismachmir and be Yotzi Zayin Lechat Chilu, which you should be, says the Ramal, it's enough to do Irui. You don't need to do Hagala Gemura, just Irui Kledishan will be enough. So what's his talion? So the Magen Avraham seems to say that, like we saw before, when we were in Kuf Chaf Aleph Sivav, that there's a big machlokes Rishonim, various different shitas in the Rishonim and Achronim, whether or not we say l'maisa the principle called Chamek Sosacham Kulei. Meaning when a kli is boilei, and part of the kli, do we say it spreads to the rest of the kli, and it's mifapeya, the blias kind of travel throughout the kli, and somehow find their way to the rest of the kli? Or do we not say that? It's talion the shaylo of kachim, so we saw big arichas over there in Kral of Sifav. The Maisa we came out that what? Machlokes Mechaber Amo. Mechaber holds, this is for you. The Mechaber holds, we say Chamek Sasu Cham Kula, that's the sheet of the Rashba. Now, the Rashba holds totally Lechumra, meaning we say Chamek Sasu Cham Kula, it means when part of the Kli's Balea, the whole Kli gets asked up, but you can't kasher it like that. You have to kasher it like a regular kashering the whole thing. That's the basic sheet of the Rashba, and that's basically the sheet of the Mechaber in Kuf Kfalv. And the Ramah is Cholik. The Ramah, it's not exactly clear which sheet is going with, but whichever sheet is going with, the Ramah is certainly saying we don't say Chamek Sasacham Kula like the Mechaber. And Kipshutai, the way the Shach learns, like the Maharei Amitz, is that the Kli B'chal doesn't become Nesar, meaning the Bliyas Pasha don't travel. They don't travel throughout the rest of the Kli. And that's the Machloikis Mechaber Ramah over there. So, L'chayra, over here, everything is Mamish beautiful, L'shitasam. The Mechaber says l'shitasai that you have to be magal yadais because he l'shitasai holds that chamik sasai cham kula, and even though the rest of the kli is boilei, it spreads into the handle. And the Ramal l'shitasai who doesn't hold the chamik sasai cham kula, so it's not so important. But the evidence okay, ear is enough. Okay, the Emma says over there the Shach and the Taz who both point out that the Ramal is mekel. The Shach accepts the Ramal's kula. If we remember, the Taz does not accept the Ramal's kula. The Taz over there is the Maisa Machmer. Like the Mechaber says, Chash the Reis, the Machmer, whatever it is. But the Maisa, the Shach and Taz both point out over there that even though the Ramal's Mekel, they both say, but I in Tofno and Alephs, if you're Beis, you see the Ramal's Maskim, Lechatchila, you have to be Machmer. And they point to this Ramal, because Taka the Ramal here seems to say, Lechatchila, one should be Machmer. Look, what they're saying is, what's the Magen Avraham and Taz saying? I'm sorry, the Shach and Taz saying in Kuf Chafaf, the Lechair is saying, I in Shom, in by us, and they're saying that Ramah is masking that lechatchila to be worried for chamik sasu cham kula. This is pachas is what the Magen Avraham says. This is an issue of chamik sasu cham kula. The Mechaber l'shitasu is gor machmir, and the Ramah accepts it, you know, partially lechatchila because really meikra din kuf chafal sevav. The Ramah says chamik sasu loy cham kula, so it's not a problem. Shach and Taz say it has nothing to do with chumra pesach. They say they apply it in kuf chafal. They say just like he was machmir, he's machmir there. Okay, they don't say Chumra Pesach. They say even though the Ramah here is being made, we'll see, maybe other Havanas in the Ramah. I'm saying the Shach and Taz apply, they say it's the same halacha, and they just say there's a Kshayla of Lechatchilam B'diyavid. But Enoch Nami, we'll see. Now, the Maisa, the Taz already points out, Afanar to the first halacha, Taz points out that Hagan, this all sounds Pach Zuser, pretty much okay, even though we'll see in the Hemshech, it's really difficult saying this Prat in Ramah that he's being Machmer Lechatchilam for the Chamitzos Chamkum. Lamaisa, either way, Taz says Iyav Shalom Akeim. In Etzim Pshatava, in what's going on here, at least in the Torah, and in Shulchan Aruch, at least not Pash like that in the Torah, Kenish 9. Why? Because Lamaisa says the Taz Pash Destira. The Torah holds over there in Kuf Chafalaf like the Mekilim, Chamek Sos Alechem Kulay. And over here he quotes, you needed me Magal the Yadais. So Vais Dais has nothing to do with this, is not Allah of Chamek Sos Alechem Kulay. And the emes is, the Taz really doesn't stress this, but from the Taz we learn that there's a hechrich from the Gemara, because like we said, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara, they have to magal the others of Kalim. It's not a Gemara, Chamek Shazach Hamkul, it's a big machlokes Rishonim. The Ramah is Mekel, the Shach's Mekel. So, obviously, they can't be Habatayim Mamish, the question of being Magal, Yodas HaKelim, and Chamek Shazach Hamkul, because this Pasha, one's a Gemara, one's not. And, okay, so the way the Taz points this out is by saying it's a Stira, Kilo, and Tur. If the Tur paskins Chamek Shazach Loi Hamkul, he's the Mekel, and Kuf Chafaf, like the Ramah. And over here, he paskins that you have to be Magal without any Kulos of the Ramah. Mamish, full-fledged, you have to be Magal. So the Taz introduces us to what many of the posts can quote here. The Bach mentions such an idea, the Mishabur brings it. And that is that really what's going on is a different type of achshash. And Al Pizeh, we have to be machmir based on the Gemara. That's what the Gemara means himself, we have to be magal the others. Not because Cham Ksasel Cham Kuloi, it travels from the Makam Abliya to the Yad of the Kli, but rather, what happens to the Yad? We're talking here about being magal for Pesach. So the whole year you're using it with noodles and whatever kinds of pashtitas and whatever kind of chametz you're using it. So in the course of the year, it's going to spritz some chametz, it's going to get touched with some hot chametz, it's going to have some, your dirty hands with chametz are going to touch it, and then some hot water is going to spritz on it. Because we're worried that there's a direct blia into the Yad of the Kli. Now, the Taz says, Lafizeh, it's Muvan, Shtikol Shvera Diyak, both in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, like Kol HaKelim, right? That's the Diyak that we all saw, that Kol HaKelim Tzarech LaHagil. Now, we know that the Halach of Chamek Sesach HaKula does not apply to all Kelim, only applies to metal, Kipshutai. Ali pointed out a gain, which needs a hesber, but that's Kipshut of Mefarsh Gemara, $9, because the home of Kar from Chamek Sesach Hamkuloi is from the Shpud of the Karban Pesach, and over there, statement first, don't use a metal one, says the Gemara. Use shall remind him, whatever it is, use something that's not metal, because Halzeh Loi Nemar Chamek Sesach Hamkuloi. So Lefizeh, it's very good. So we're answering up the steer in the tour, we're answering up the Gemara, we're answering up for the Ramah, that's Shal Maisal, and that's the Teretz. Really, we're being Machmer only for spritzim of either for spritzim or for touching bein of chametz, and that's how the yodas got asked up, and that's what we're machmer for, that you have to be magal. Lefi the machaber says maker. Then the Rama says it's not so important. Why? So the Paiskim say again, if this is what we're it's not chametz chasam kula. We're just talking about a chashash that maybe it touched, maybe it spritzed. So the Mishpura already says, Taz points out, that's not makib b'di'evid. And also we understand the Ramah. The Ramah says only Iroi. Why only Iroi? Because since we're only choshish for a spritz, so you can get it out with a spritz. Doesn't it just came in with Iroi, you can go out with Iroi.
It's not such a light chashash, because
you also
have... What are you
choshish? Not so
light. Something will somehow get the bli out and back into the pot. So yeah, it's outside the pot.
Lavdafka the pot. It's time. You're touching something. Your food will touch. Your matzah will touch it. Hot or whatever it is. Lavdafka. Back from the pot. But the Maisa, the Taz does point out. The Taz says that Maisa, you know, it's still a bit difficult. Like we're answering for the Ramad and we're answering for the Stira. If you don't hold Chamek Sasa Cham Kulay, so what's with this halacha? There it is. It's direct spritzing. But the Ramad still is Mekel with the Evid. So the Taz says the Ramad can't be Mekel against the Gemara. The Gemara says Sakin. So if it's Sakin, you can't be Mekel. So. Either must make up a diavad. He says no chash. Taz says vice to sakin he'd be masking. Why would he mask him sakin? He's like, yeah, it's like when you use a sakin, it always touches the handle. That's really like even more of like an umdana demuchach. Now I assume this is not exerus hakasuv, and that this is called tali b'hoive. I don't think our knives necessarily always touch when you use a knife. Maybe the tip of the handle, but does the whole handle always touch? I know the Matzias says what it was of their knives. That the Taz is assuming that it was like mamish a double butter more than other things, more than other handles that they get more directly dirty. It's more Isaac in the food, I guess, but Mechayra Yesh Ladim is Manenu, if that would apply. So it could be the Maisa is Manenu, the Ramah's Kula, like Steam's Ramah is, the Ramah's Kula would apply to all Yadus, including the Yadus of Sakinim, that Lamaisa, with the Eved, we'd be Makel, that it doesn't have, you know, even if you're not Magal, it won't ask up the food, even if it's a Ben Yomo, and also that Iroi would be enough. So you're saying your handle is more. Yeah, handle. I'm asking. Handle is more.
Other mahalakim.
So we have to get to. We have to get back there.
Is it clear if you learn the Shulchan Aruch because of spritzes also that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't Makel but the other? I'm saying, is it clear the Shulchan Aruch was Machen but the other? Even if you learn the
Shulchan Aruch. One second. So now let's just get this clear. You're asking good. Like this. So what I'm saying now from the Taz. So it's only a spritzing issue. And for spritzing, we understand why Iri works. And for spritzing, we understand why it's Peseder B'dievet, because only Chashashos, maybe it's Hakim, are different. Aramitzis is different. L'chayra, so let's just start backwards. We'll get back to your issue. What's with the Mechaber B'dievet? Lamaisa, if you read the Shach and Taz in Kuf Chaf Aleph, it's not 1,000% clear, but it's Kamat Barer that over there in Kuf Chaf Aleph, that is the Sugi of Chanuk Tzasa from Kula. There's no spritzing issue over there. And they all speak out over there that Lamaisa, the Ramah is maskin. Now, it's mashma in the Shach and Taz very stark that the Ramah over here is maskin. Mita'ameinu, thus says from the time of Kuf Chaf Aleph, from the time of Chanuk Tzasa from Kula. There is a tzad, at least in Achronim, that really the Ramah here is coming out, at least also Chanuk Tzasa from Kula, and he's also being Mekel. Now, Lamaisa, if that would be the case, we might understand why he'd be Mekel B'dieved, because really, he doesn't hold Chanuk Tzasa Kula, but just L'chatchila. What's with the Iri? How could Iri help? If we're worried about Chanuk Tzasa Kula, Achar, it shouldn't help B'dieved. So Lamaisa, the Magen Aram here says big Chiddush, which we are aimed on. In Sifkan Chafei, so he says, why are you allowed to use Iroi? Shehareze doi megam kein le Iroi. Because Lamaisa Chamik Sasacham Kula is also Dumya de Iroi. Why? Sheholcha habliya mitzadze le tzadze. Okay, so this is Mamish Dvar Mechudashim, that the Magen Avraham is tackle learning like the Mashmos of the Shach and Taz and Kuf Chafal. That lo oilam, really over here, the Chash is Be'em. It's not like the Taz is saying over here that it's all spritzing, but rather like it's Mashmos over there in Kuf Chafal and the Acharinim, that really the Ramah is talking about Chamek Sosa Cham Kula. And Afal Pikein Iroi helps because Chamek Sosa Cham Kula, when the Bliya travels, it only travels to the Klipa. Now, this is something which is very difficult to understand how this works exactly. The way I assume it works is something along the lines of the fact that when a bliya travels, it ends up getting nechlash, niklash. It ends up getting weakened. And by the time it gets to its next destination, it's already a very shvacha bliya. And that's what we know. We know that shvacha bliya is like something just an irui, or just a klisheni, or just a davar gosh. We know there's a kula called klipa. Stama has something to do with the fact that when a bliya is nechlash and doesn't have a full koyach of a bliya, so it doesn't have the koyach to get into tiferein, into the kli. It doesn't have the koyach to be choyder into the pnimis of the kli, and it stays on the kli, but it's like a shvach ablia, something along those lines. But lamaisa it's dvar mechudashim, and lamaisa, so, and it's a big nafkamina lefiza. You know, the prima gadam lamaisa, like on this Magen Avraham, he's in the skasha with this issue. Why should Iri help if we're worried about Chanuk Tzasa Cham Kula? And lamaisa, if you look at prima gadam, well, he's not really makabalas Magen Avraham. And he says, I think the Ramah really is not worried about the Chamek Sosa Cham Kula, because the Ramah holds like the Maramitz, like the Shach says in Kuf Chafal, and there's no Chamek Sosa Cham Kula, and that's why Iri helps, because we're only worried for the Spritzim, for the Ein. But we're not worried for Chamek Sosa Cham Kula, because that Taka doesn't make sense. It's a Shtikl Chaylik on the Magen Avraham. Now, Lamaisa is a big Nafkamina Ladina, and this is what Eli's pointing at. Lafidar Mechaber, so Lamaisa like this. We have a Diyak Kol HaKelim, even things it's not Chamek Sosa Cham Kula, there's a Chumra of Spritzim. And the Mechaber, I think we could safely assume, there's no reason, he wouldn't be masking also, it's okay b'diyeved, because it's just a chashash tak, and we're not machzikin eser b'diyeved, that's the rule, the Mechaber masking that rule. And avad the Mechaber, when you mask him, you could clean it out, you could be magal it out with an Iroi. But Lamaisa, the Mechaber's koilo all cases. So what would be the din lefi the Mechaber? In a case where it is metal, and there is a chamek sasu cham kula according to Mechaber, here there's also a chashash of spritzing. What about chamek sasu cham kula? Could you do Iroi to get out that bliya? So kepshutain hat. Kipshuta, that's a special kula, like we're saying, because the Ramah doesn't hold of it. And it's only an issue of spritzing lafi the Ramah. But lafi the Mechaber that has a chamek sasu cham kula, it shouldn't help to do an Iroi, but kind of davar tolui. Lafi the prima gadim, and what we're saying, the pashtus over here, like the Taz. So in a chanami, lafi the Mechaber would be a big problem. You would not be able to do Iroi, because chamek sasu cham kula, the bliya went with kula. It didn't come through an Iroi, it came by chamek sasu cham kula. Lafi this mechudish the Kamagin Avram, and the taka come out that, that even lafi the Mechaber, and even if you hold of Chamek Sosa Cham Kula, you'd still be able to be machsher the kli with an iri kli rishon, because lamaisa in that makom of the Chamek Sosa Cham Kula, it's a shvachera bliya. Lamaisa, I don't think this Magen Avraham was the skabel lahalacha, and the emes is, I think in the mishbru it's mashma that this Magen Avraham is really the shitasa, because the truth is by Chamek Sosa Cham Kula, Magen Avraham over here has a very mechudash dika mahalach. And he learns that even the Ramah, who says that we don't say chamek sasa cham kulay, that just means that the blias won't go into a kli chamek sasa cham kulay, and then if you use the same kli, it won't come back out through the mixas. Meaning, let's say you have a spoon, you have the handle spoon and the actual spoon itself. So, says the Magen Avraham, his pshat chamek sasa cham kulay means everyone agrees when you just stick half the spoon in that the blias do travel into the yad. Everyone agrees that. Just they won't come back out when you stick the goof of the spoon into the next pot, and the handle is not going into the next pot, so the bleas won't come back out. But there is Chamek Sosa Cham Kula L'Kuli Alma. So it seems from the Mishnah that this is one big sheet of the Magen Avraham. And since he learns that the Ramah, that everyone holds that there's Blias in the rest of the Kli, Chami says Chacham Kol has nothing to do with Blias going in, just Blias going out. That's Magen Avraham's Chodesh Kashita. So the Maisel, Shitasai, the Ramah Zichr has Chamek Sosu Cham Kulo. There are for sure Blias in the whole Kli. That's Magen Avraham Shita. So the Shitas, the Magen Avraham is forced to say this big Chiddush that in a Chanami there's Blias in the whole Kli. But those Blias are a Darga of a Klipa, and that Klipa helps. And in a Chanami will come out of the Magen Avraham Kulo. A Chumra, this is a big Chumra, the Magen Avraham comes out of Kulo. Feed the Machaber, Iri will help. Even by Chamek Sosu Cham Kulo. But Lamaisa. So, no, I'm saying he's learning like the Rashba, but even if he the Rashba, it would come out that Lamaisa, any Chamek Sosu Cham Kulo, once it has a
Chumrah on all accounts, meaning he went in, it won't come
he
out.
Yes, it won't come out unless you're machshir it directly.
Right.
True. And the way to be machshir it directly is with Iri. That you don't see, not like that in the Rashba. Could be. That's the Chiddush of Magen Avraham.
The Rashba,
if you use part of the Kli.
Taka asked your food. This malach, you didn't.
No, with the spoon it will. Just with the yeah, it will. Oh, no, I'm saying according to the Rashba also. No, you understand something. One second. The Magen Avraham's Chiddush is even the Ramah holds it will go in, won't come out, and the Rashba will go in and come out in the Chanami.
Right.
That's enough. Chanami. But off the Hechsher, lo katuv in the Rashba had to be Machsher. Could be that the Rashba will be maskim, and I think that's how the Magen Avraham is learning. That even though Lafi the Rashba, the Kli gets assered up, the Blias will go into the Chamek Sosu Cham Kulo, and they'll also come out through Chamek Sosu Cham Kulo. But Lamais, you can be Machshir that Chalik.
With Iri. We still have a Machlaikas for Ramah.
Yeah, yeah, Chanami, yeah. That's
use the Diyevit, it's Abadda. No good in the Machaber.
Before Hagalah. Yeah, Abadda.
In the Machaber, you assered your food.
Yeah, Abadda, that's Kufchav Halfav. Chanami, that's one. But here we're going out to the Hechsher.
Can I speak out to what we were saying about by other materials that the mechaber mistam would be make of the diyevet?
I don't know if I saw it before.
Wood,
but
whatever,
yeah. Then, and then only chash is for the spritz, then it would be make of the diyevet like the ramah. Yeah, chanami. I don't know if I saw it before, but that's the cheshbon we're making right now. So the Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa is mashm like that over there in Samech Tes, I believe it is Sifkat Samech Tes. And Lamaisa in the Sharetzin there, he says this Magen Avraham is Mufka, not this Magen Avraham of Iroi, but the whole sheet of the Magen Avraham that in the Ramah really the Kli is Boileh, everything is just not Poilet. That whole Shita is Nidche, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from a lot of Achrim that he's Doicha that Shita. And Lachayr, there's all the Shitas that the Magen Avraham is forced to say this. And that's why, when the Mishnah Berurah deals with the issue, why is it good B'diyevet? So he says something else. Lachayr, the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, like we're saying, the Pashtas over here is Mashmalik the Taz, that La'olam, the Ramah holds Lachayr, Mishnah Berurah, Lachayr, Mishnah. And that's why you don't have to worry about the other half of the Kli B'chal. The whole issue here is just spritzing. Mishnah Berurah says, and even if there would be Blias in the whole Kli, just like they went in through a Blia of Mixas HaKli, since when part of the Kli got a Blia, it traveled throughout the Kli, who then you can be Machshir Aydei Mixas the Kli. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But the Eved, the Ramah will be Mekel, that even if the Ramah is being Machmir L'Chadchila for Episach HaMikas HaKam Kulay, but that would only be ba'ofen that lechatchilu should be magal. But if not, we say that by being machshir part of the kli, it's machshir the rest of the kli also. The whole kli gets huchshar al yidei hagalat mixas kli, which we saw b'shaita in kuf chafal. That is the sheet of the ra'ah b'chal. The ra'ah is cholik on the Rashba over there. It's an in-between sheet.
Really, this Magen
Avraham
is like the
ra'ah. Well, no, because Magen Avraham holds ahead you. You can't be machshir al yidei mixas. If you're machshir mixas the kli, it's not machshir the other half of the kli. And the other half of Kli blibes with its blias, and if you'll touch Lahedya that half of the Kli, it'll asr the food. It won't come out like that. That's what I'm saying. Magen Avraham holds, it gets asr, and it doesn't get machshir until you're machshir. What do you mean,
lechatchila? The
Ramah
is only
machshir lechatchila. So the question is why?
So, he's holding like the Ramah.
What do you mean, the Magen Avraham?
Is that part of the spoon?
Yeah. No, the Magen Avraham says Lahedya. He says he's only made up with the Evid because you don't use that part. Magen Avraham says Lahedya, if you'll use, right. Yeah, the first Magen Avraham, but if you'll use that part, it'll Aser B'dievet, says the Magen Avraham. He makes it Rukimta, this part of the Achronim's problem with this Magen Avraham, he makes it Rukimta, the only Kula B'dievet is that he holds, it goes in Chamek Sosu Cham Kulo, it just doesn't come out Chamek Sosu Cham Kulo. So he says, that which I make up B'dievet is if you're Magal, that part of the Kli which you used, you could use that part of the Kli, and it won't Aser your food, because the Bli is up there, stuck there, they're not going to come out. But if I flip it, and I touch with that part of the Kli, that will Taka Aser B'dievet. Asher Kane says the Mishnah Berurah, what Ramah is saying, Kipshuto, not like the Magen Avraham, we're being doichel Magen Avraham, is that if your magel mixes a kli, it shafts a hagala for the whole kli, and taka machshir is the whole kli, and the whole kli taka is kosher b'diavad. We assume that there's taka hagala b'diavad, but l'chayra in the whole Yeah, so L'chayr in the whole Tzugang, that's what the Mishnah was saying, that we're not accepting, not the Chiddush, the Magen Avraham, how Chaim Chasacham Kula works, and we're not accepting this Chiddush, L'may, so that, Kipshuta, we're not accepting this Chiddush, that the rest of the Blias are really like Irui Dika Blias, they're only in the Klipa, and Irui will help to be Machsha. It's a big Nafkamina L'chayr that comes out that, so, Halach L'may, so, what's with the other Sakelim? So, L'may, so, for an Ashkenazi, so if we're not going to accept the Magen Avraham, so we say like this, that there's no Chaim Chasacham Kula. Shoot, we're gonna have to see more pratim in a minute, but there's no chaim chasacham kula. We're chayshish l'chatzchila for different spritzing, for different beins. For that, iru is enough, and b'diavad, everything's it's okay b'diavad. But maisa, for b'nei svarad, for someone who's machmer like this mechaber, so l'char iru will not be enough. So if you want to go, if you mess up your pot and you have to go be machshir it, if you're saying this mechudish dik magen avram, if we're not being makabel this magen avram, so come out, how do you have to be machshir the other sakela? Not with iru. Comes out, you have to be magal them with an emes of klirishin. You have to dip it somehow into a klirishin. That's how it will come out. Now, lemaisa, there is a magen avram, and lemaisa again, we're noyig only to be magal kelim when it's an eda ben yoyma. So it's much more kal. It's just really not an issue of bittul emes yisurim. It's an issue of eda ben yoyma to ben yoyma. So it could be, I don't know, could be the halacha even by an eda, but once even for someone who takes on like shulchan aruch b'nei svarad. Even if, as long as it's Eina Ben Yoyma, it could be Samech and Magen Avram, and they could also be Samech and Iroi. But I'm saying Kipshutai, if we have an Emes of Chamek Sasacham Kulai, Chayr of Filim Achaber, and the Emes of Shita Sarajma, Chayr to do an Iroi is a big
thing. I'm saying Magen Avram is going like the Rashba and the Machaber. I'm saying Magen Avram in the Ramah, though.
Magen Avram is going in the Ramah, that's him. Yeah. And Magen Avram, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying.
So, but yeah, though, you don't have to do the Emes of Kulai. Why not?
According to the Machaber, the Ramah.
The Ramah.
According to the Ma'abed, the Eved, you're okay.
Why? According to
so I'm saying the Magen Avraham says you're okay, but not really. The Magen Avraham makes a Mekimta, you're okay only when you be the Eved use the Gufa Kli. Meaning, you machshah the Kli. You for sure have to be machshah the Kli. That's Ma'akeh B'di'evid. But even if you're not machshah the Yad HaKli, you're okay B'di'evid. Says the Ramah, says the Magen Avraham, if you don't use that Yad HaKli, meaning if you don't directly insert that Yad HaKli into your food. But if you flip it and you insert the Yad into your food, yeah, it's not a Ma'akeh B'di'evid. That's the Magen Avraham, that's one of the big shverkaiten that the Paiskim don't accept in the Magen Avraham. That he makes a Rekimta, that the B'di'evid really just means for that Chelik, but not for the Chelik that really has the Blias. For the Yad HaKli, it's Ma'akeh B'di'evid. Because since it went in, the Kul of the Magen Avraham is B'di'evid, it won't come out through the Chaim Chasach Chaim Kulo. But if you'll actually take that part that got Nivla through the Chaim Chasach Kulo and stick it into your food without a Hechsher, it'll take Asa B'di'evit. That's Magen Avraham Sifkan Chavdal.
I spoke out the Maskana without the Magen Avraham, it's an Indian of Chaim Chasach Chaim Kulo, which we hold, we don't really care about.
Right.
So B'di'evit, you're fine.
Yeah, without I'm saying, or right, and if you care about maybe we're chayshir chaim chasacham kula, Mishbura says, but then we assume like the ra'ah that it got machshered all day the mixes right. Up. Okay.
So, by the end of the day, in that side, let's say something hot touched the top, the chashash spritzing would asur my food on.
After what? What do you mean? After you were machshered, but you were machshered the ikrakli.
Yes.
So the Mishbura says lahedya that we assume like the ra'ah, meaning, but the evid we assume it's kosher up there. It got machshered.
Oh, even yeah. If something touched.
Yeah, it got huchshar.
No, not if something spritzed on it.
Not something spritzed on it. Meaning you're saying if matzah touches that place. That's what you mean?
If matzah now, yeah. Hot
matzah. Hot matzah touches on place.
Touches
that's
there,
okay. Meaning
you were machshir only the bottom.
Yeah, so you weren't machshir the top. So Lafi the Magen Avraham and Asas B'di'evit. Lafi, right. Lafi L'didon. That's how all the place can take on. That's the Magen Avraham. So Maisa, we assume that it was Huchshar. That's how the Mishavru says. We assume like the Ra'ah at least. Meaning I think really Kipshut to the Shach says we're not worried about there is no Chamek Sas Chamek Kula. That's Maramitz. But even if you want to be chayish v'chaim tzatzcham kula, we'll for sure accept the ra'ah that it got huchshar al yidei mixes kalakli got huchshar.
And that's the spritzing?
That's the spritzing. Then we have a lechatchil, you have to do irik l'rishon. But the evid, we're not machayish for spritzing, because we're not machzik isir. Right. Okay. So we're saying that lemaisa that would come out. So a person comes to be machshar, a person chafes up his kli and is coming to be machshar kelim. So we're saying kipshuta l'fia svardi mechaber, you have to be machshar mamush the emes eklivishon. And according to their mother, the whole thing is not so ma'akev. We're only worried for spritzing. We're not worried for chaim tzas chaim kulei. And but the evid can be machshar the kli and not machshar the yodos, and it's okay. But lemaisa there's kama pratim be'inyan yodos that need clarification, need bira, because lemaisa like this. The whole halacha here, let's say even filim chaber, chamek sasacham kula, we know chamek sasacham kula means that we're talking about metal, which is a conductor of heat, conductor of blias, kind of around filim rashba at least. So we're talking about one gush of metal, one kli. But we know from kofhei and yeridea that from kli la kli, even if they're mamish on the fire and they're touching each other mamish, blias don't go from one kli to another kli, at least without rative in between, to be mefapeya the blias don't jump from one kli to the next, even if they're touching each other mamish on the kli. So, lemaisa, This is something that Yesh Ladun, we have to clarify, what are these yadas? If the yadas are an etzem chelik of the kli, meaning they were actually molded out of the same metal of the kli, or they were welded on with real metal, so then it's mamish part of the kli. And then we have this sugya of Chamuk Sosam Kul, that's Chayram Avur and the Shabrun, Sukan Pei Test, where he's speaking about the tlai. He speaks about a different type of tlai, and he says, but a tlai which you weld on with welding on the metal, so that will... yes, be part of the kli. The question is, what about in some pots, taka is a common thing, where the first of all, the handles may not be metal, they could be plastic handles. And in plastic, we don't say chamuk sas chamuk kula, first of all. And second of all, they're screwed on with boragim, whatever, with screws, and they're not really one gush from the kli. So lemaisa, there is a red vaz. They bring a red vaz in chelek vav, beis alafim shinches. So the red vaz says the minig is lahachmir. Even if the handle is screwed on, the minig is lahachmir. Taka mashma, it's not maker adim, but the minig is lahachmir. Maisa the Marsham, this Marsham in Gimel Kufi Beis, the Marsham says that nope, when you screw it on stark, it becomes part of the kli, and we say chamik sas cham kula, it's all like one kli, and it's all these dinim that we're saying. That's the Maisa the Marsham and the Redvaz. The Maisa, Mavur and a lot of Achrenim, that's not the case. On the page right here, Kivagers Mavur like that, the Berega that it's just screwed on, it does not have the dinim chamik sas cham kula, it's not part of the kli. Kach Mavur in Shuva from the Chassam Sofer. In the Yavitz and Mark Tzia in the end of Tafnun Aleph, and that's what they bring from Abba Yashav Zecher Tzadik of Racha now. Then in Kovitz Chuvas, he's also Mekel, the Maisa in Gimel Pei Aleph, he's Mekel that Bidi Evid were same Mechel Maisa that a handle which is screwed on is not a part of the Kli, it's not Goshech of the Kli. So now let's go back and Cheshmen out what will be the Maisa. So
very good. The whole Maramachim of Idi Roistin is a sacking made of a kata screwed on.
Right.
That's Gufa where this Chashash comes from, where this Halacha comes from in the Gemara.
No.
So I'm saying it works very nicely to make that Ukimta, that when the Mechaber says Kol HaKelim, he's referring to that type of Yad.
And it's not an issue of Chamuk Sas Chamuk Kula.
Right.
Yeah. Chanam. So the Maiso come out like this. So if you have a screwed on handle, certainly even if a plastic handle, if it's a plastic handle metal pot, then it's certainly not part of the Kli. It's screwed on or something welded on, but it's not part of the Kli. So then even with the Machaber, there's no more issue of Chamuk Sas Chamuk Kula. So then even with the Machaber, we'd only have the issue of the spritzing. So again, I didn't see Mefurish, but I don't see any reason why the Machaber wouldn't be the same thing. But the evidence from Stamina Makiv Bechal. So b'chiyai gavna that you have that either a metal thing that's screwed on or a plastic handle that's no chamik sas b'chal l'chayr, there the halacha would be l'kuli alma. That the ma'isa would only be an issue of spritzing, and you don't have to ir l'chatchilim, but you have to be okay. Now ma'isa, you want to be ma'isa, if that l'chayr like this. This chashash, this is a very uncommon thing. Tafnun Aleph is mostly full of very uncommon things, and that's called being machshir kelim for Pesach. You know, ovens, microwaves, pots and pans, b'darchal, many people are not accustomed to being magal their pots and pans. Some people, opposite Kiddush Becher, they do. Pots and pans people generally have their own. So the question is like this, what do we tell? Where's this negeh to us? Question is, yeah, someone makes a mistake, and they take the chicken soup, and they cook some noodles and cheese. Take the melchege pot, and they make chicken soup. So I'm just saying that b'chi ha'gavna, that you have a pot, which many pots are taco, plastic handles, and they're not exactly part of the kli. We're saying lemaisa, that's not nechshav as part of the kli. So, ma yihiyah din. Someone calls you up and says, oops, I made noodles and cheese in the chicken soup pot. So you say, okay, what type of handle is it? You have to be duhagala in the pot. Fine. Wait in a ben yoymai, clean it out, duhagala. What about the handles? So let's see. It's handles that are screwed in, plastic handles that are screwed in. Okay, so there's no chamik sas chamik kula. Up, one second, there's a quick problem that of spritzing that is getting cobblesome bein. I would ask him, was it a particularly messy noodles and cheese? I mean, did you see what happened? Yeah, I cooked up half a pot and it was there was no spritzing, no nothing. That's not a regular thing. There's no reason to believe.
It was that one time.
Hechetesi, there's a chashash that mstama behemshech. This whole halacha is that the whole year using it for chametz and chashash is not makar b'diavik because ain't machzikin esrei. I think b'chiyah gavin zichri machzikin esrei. Unless he says specifically it was a very messy thing and it was bubbling over and okay, later then we know. But ask him. So if it's just noodles and cheese, very often it's not the whole pot. It's just the bottom half of the pot, whatever it is. I don't think there's any reason to assume. Okay, sometimes you have to ask him, or is he pouring it out? Was there even a chance? Seder, if he has a suffix, mela. But I don't think that this chashash be'etzim really applies here. And hadavar nimsa l'metzias, whatever the metzias was, you ask him, did it touch or not touch? If it didn't touch, then I think l'chayr mi'ikra, then there would be no chiyuv b'chal to be mago the yodos of the kalim at all. So I think you have to know in the very common shayla, you know, the more common shayla that we have, which is from basar v'chol, but chol v'basar, usually to ben yomis. So usually, I think what will come out lemaisa very often. It will be it'll come out that very often the halacha will be me'ikar din, seemingly there'll be no chiyuv whatsoever, unless he says that a taka, you know, a piece of cheese taka might have fallen on the wall. Then you have the issue of the spritzing, then you have the issue of doing an iroi lechatchila on the yadus. Okay, so that is
that's kipshuta. You also have the dirty hands.
What?
Also, like, other
fashion. Okay, that's what I'm saying. You have to, like, ask. You have to ask. I want to get to another very...
Make macaroni and cheese mist.
There's a little
pslachuchas. Yeah, and then if one... I don't know if one drop... It has one drop of hot water, I don't know.
Chanam, call for you in you. But I want... There's another point I want to get to in terms of that. And that is as follows. That... So let's say... Let's go back to our friend, the husband who tried to innocently make some noodles and cheese, and he did it in the chicken soup pot. So... He threw in some knedlach, whatever. So let's say Taka, he says, yeah, but you know what? It's a fancy even the pot. Taka, the whole thing's metal, welded on metal handles. I have some pots like that. People have pots like that. So then you have to ask him, are you a Sephardi Ashkenaz? If you're from Bnei Ashkenaz, so we say, no, chamik sauce, cham kula. Spritz him? He says, oh, there were no spritz him. It was very clear, very neat guy, a little noodles and cheese, no spritz him. Seder. There were spritz him? Eroi. But if he's a Sephardi, L'chayra to be samech on the Magen Avraham's. Okay, I'm not saying L'chayra it's shver. The Achrayim don't accept Magen Avraham. Maybe if you wait till Ein Ben Yom is more of a Magen. L'chayra l'chatchila first fight. You tell him you have to do Iroi, not Iroi. You have to
Hechshir Gam.
Oh. So this is the point that Chaim's bringing up here. This is the point. So L'chayra, that's what we'd say. That's the Etzam Shaila that we just told the Bekel. L'chayra if you're there, Zichir, Iroi is enough. Maybe you won't even eat Iroi if there's no spritzer. But according to the Chaver, Chaim Chas Chaim Kulay. So we have a problem that L'chayra l'chatchila require a real. Hechsher gummer on the yodos, which is taka, not so simple. Basically, you'd have to boil the pot and you know, stick the handles in to the boiling pot after you machsher the pot itself or before you machsher the pot itself. It's very difficult to machsher yodos. So now, like this, for maisa, no. Well, I'm talking about usually by pots. We don't dunk one pot in another pot; just they're too big. If you have one pot, another pot, dunk the whole thing in.
You seem
to
hate it.
Yeah, or you go to erev Shabbos trafing stations. So. No, if it's not big enough, what do people do? Then you have to do the other hagala of overflowing with an Evan Lubenis, which is also a little bit difficult, but that won't take care of the handles.
And
that
won't get to the bottom of the handles.
Yeah, so if the handles are clear, you're going to have to go dunk the handles. So this is all, again, for Bnei Ashkenaz, it's okay. We're saying, don't accept the Magen Avraham, you need a Hechsher Gamer. But, again, and only if it's a real metal handle that's welded on, not screwed on, not plastic handle. Now, there's a tzad l'hakal and tzad l'hachmer. And so Chaim's pointing out that this, you know, Kiv Yeger brings up this issue over here, Blibes Tzarechim, is an issue that really the Magen Aram is Meramis to. And the question is, says Kiv Yeger, what are you talking about, Magen Avraham? What are you talking about? Cham Kisasoi Cham Kulei? Cham Kisasoi Cham Kulei is an issue when the Chimum and the heating of one part of the Kli and the Bliyas that are Miskabel one part of the Kli, they spread to the other part of the Kli. But over here, says Kiv Yeger, so eloquently describes, it's been a long week, he eloquently describes that, you know, when a pot's on the fire, he says you can't even touch it. It's so hot. You have to take a sudr and you have to, like, hold it with your shirt. You have to go get some kind of gloves, oven mitts, because it's so hot. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that's cham. That's cham. That's it. And Rabbi Kiveger says that's avada dumyat. That's just like the whole ivy of a kli. Something spritzes on the kli. Does it go through the whole kli? Of course. Can I get the whole ivy of the kli? That's cham kula. There's nothing to talk about. And then it says in that shtickle of Kibager, he blibes Shver on the Magen Avraham. He says, I don't really see what this has to do with Cham, Maksas, Cham Kulim. Elmais in the next, so he says Hashemir, and he's not really sure because Elmais, in the Emes, it's Mashma here that it is Tolin Cham, Maksas, Cham Kulim. So maybe it wasn't really a hot part of the clue. That's what Kibager's order. One second. Now, the next Kibager comes, and he's dealing with a different Akud of Magen Avraham. And that is, there's really a steer in the Ramah, because we know the Ramah holds Cham, Maksas, Loi, Cham Kulim. That's the Ramah Kuf Chav Halavav. That's the Ramah over here. That's the Ramah Tzadik Dalid in Yerdeh Tzadik Dalid Tzifalav, where he says by the spoon that we say Cham, Maksas, Loi, Cham Kulim. So the Ramah all across the board is very stark. We don't say Cham, Maksas, Cham Kulim. Problem is, the famous question, all that Kharim deals in Yerdeh, and the Magen Avraham is Meramis to it right over here. In Tzadik Beis Hey, when a little spritz of chalav goes on the side of the pot, we do say it does spread. It spreads to make all kinds of problems. Of Chanan 59 times, be careful how you pour it, v'chule, v'chule. Pietzer over there is Mefurish, it's a halacha based on a smack, the Shachman is a smack, and Tzadik base said, hey, that we do say Chamik Sosacham Kulay. And the Ramah keeps quiet over there. And the Emma says in the Hemshech, it's Mavur, the Ramah's mask. So all the Achrayim are asking, the Magen Ram is Meramis to it right over here by us, that what's the pshat? So the Magen Ram says, Hishtikal Tayyar, that we mentioned before, without getting into the Pratim, that it's Balei, it's not Pilot, Chulay. Says the Chavas Das, says the Prima Golden Tzadik Dal, and says the Kiv Eger Afanart. He says, "Beer, divir, magen of Rome are shver." And so there, I have a much more simple pshat, and this is what the Chavis Das and the Prima Gam say also. And he says that when was the Rama meikol? The Rama was only meikol when we have a shayla. There's a bli in one part of the kli, go to the rest of the kli. But when chamik tzasu cham kulam, when the whole kli gets hot, then the Rama is maskim lahachmi. So it's not clear exactly what the shear would be, but it seems that any time that the entire kli gets heated, maybe even to just the point of yatsa ladis. So Mimela, then the Ramah's maskim lahachmir that cham miktasay cham kula. Now the Emes says that could be another shtickle havan over here in the Ramah. Because the Ramah Kufcha Falaf just said, no, cham miktasay cham kula, no. He was Mekel. Says the Shachan Taz, oh, but he's machmir over there in Tafanav Yabez. So maybe over here the reason he was machmir is like the Magen Avraham, like Kivagir saying, Lachayim are saying, maybe over here, right, over here we're talking about the Yodas HaKelim that were used on the fire. So maybe Mechia Gavna, it was Neschamim Bekula, at least the Yatzer Ledes. So it will become. What's that? Does he say what? No. No, that was the gun. Yeah, not a kivager. So, lemaisa like this. That's michad gisa. Yeah.
Havana before this kivager was chamitzas chakula means not physically that it gets warm. This is warm. That's cold.
Yeah, before Kivayir seems to be saying like when it's on the Eish Mamish and it's connected to the Reitiv, it's Mamish just Mefapeya. Mamish Mak Matash.
The Lashon Chamitzas Chamkulot, we hold or not, means so the when the other part did when not get not, so not hot, full, hot
yeah,
the please go
yeah, on. Yeah, not fully hot, right.
But it
right.
Come back out. The same way when, but it come back out.
So Azai. I'm just saying, so Michad Gisa, there's a Chumr in Nachrein, and anytime the whole thing gets hot, there's more of a tzad, he has seichamik sasacham kulay, and certainly the Prima Gam has a tzad, if it's al ha'esh, then certainly there's more of a tzad, and like, it's not exactly clear to me how to shtim these two Rebbe Kivagers, because the first Rebbe Kivager is really tzarachian, he says when it gets hot, it's nothing to do with chamik sasacham kulay, and the second Rebbe Kivager seems to be maskim, that betzem, even when it gets hot, that's the sugi of chamik sasacham kulay, just the Ramaz maskim lahat, so the Ramaz mekel, the Ramaz maskim, that even though it's part of the sugi, but there he's maskim lahachmir, he's like a pshara, to be more machmir, when the whole thing gets hot. So
this would help for pots.
So I'm just saying, pots. Our pots, so if someone cooks on the pot, and the whole thing sometimes, depends how you cook it, but the whole pot got piping hot, and the handles got to a point where you can't touch them, it's boiling hot. So okay, Rebbe Kivager says, can I get right there? But in the second Rebbe Kivager says, once the whole thing gets hot, then l'chayr, we would be worried about chamik sasu cham kula.
Why wouldn't you still say kubalat hachbot, though?
Look, to be machshir?
Take it out, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the Rashba. The Rashba says lahedya, and kuf chafal, the machaber says lahedya. It's not so clear why we spoke about it then. But, when that the Rashba says lahedya, chamik sasu cham kula means the bliyas will go into
right,
the kli, they will not come out.
I'm so saying, but the sheet is the Ra'ah was saying that it will come
the
out.
The
Ra'ah
says yes.
So why would we say that the Ramah, how do we know what the Ramah holds about
maskim,
that?
Maskim. And I think so. Eli's big. I think this is Taka Emes. I think that like this, even because the Ramah Lamaisa says here, it's but they have it okay, and the Ramah's talking about when it was on the fire. So I think you're right. I think we'll just have to say like that. That Lafi the Ramah over here, that even if the whole thing got hot. So im kain it is chamik sasu cham kulay. So then we'll just have to come out to what the Mishnah Berurah said. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Exactly like you're saying. I think kipshutai, the pshat Ramah here is there is no chamik sasu cham kulay. Like the Prima Gadam says, the whole like Meramitz, it does not, the bliyas don't go. But even if the bliyas do go, exactly like you're saying, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Even if you're worried they do go, still the Ramah is okay. Because chamik sasu cham kulay, the bliyas go in, they also come out like the sheet of their own. You do.
How'd they go in? They went
in
because the whole thing got hot.
Yeah. Hagola,
the whole thing.
Of course. As I'm saying, when you're machshel hokli, the whole thing is gets boiling hot.
It's
going to
be boiling hot.
The whole point of
Rebbe
Kivager is that it's not
chamitzas uchamkula. Say, that's Hilchas Hagola. Hilchas Hagola, we say
kibbalka chbalka. He's saying, no, if you dig a bigger pot.
If you just want machshel,
he's saying, what would it be if you did a bigger pot? We're talking about where you filled it up with hot water. He said, what if you did agala on the pot by sticking to a bigger pot, so halfway?
No.
So then it's not going to take agala.
I'm not sure, because hachi kimlu, that's the halacha. I mean, that's the shaila. Do you have to be masha the kli inside the hagala pot? We hold that kibbol kachbolta means that once you do a hagala on a kli, so it's magal all the bliyas. So l'fi the ra'a, in a chanami. I think this is similar to the other shaila. I think this is similar to the shaila, like shemin. Not sure. Not sure. What? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So the achrayin bring machmir, connected the shach, chavas das, prima godim, kiveger. But if it all gets hot, then they do go. So I don't think the shach is masking. I think you're right. I don't think the shach is masking. But even if we're going to accept this coming with achrayinim, we'll feed the ramah. We're going to say that it was chamik shas chamkul.
I'm saying maybe the shach is masking. It's a different sugya.
I'm saying the shach there is exceedingly clear. I mean, and that's what prima godim says here. I think that. It doesn't. It just doesn't go. I mean, like
I'm saying, but once not necessarily.
Even if it gets hot, I don't think that.
Okay, fine.
But let's say he's masking.
The point is that for in Lumdus, there's a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because why do you have to say like the Ra or not like the Ra? What's the machlokes? So I assume that the reason why you don't want to accept the Ra is because then once you say that the believers go, then you have to be machlokes like the Rash, but. In order to be kofer in the Rashba's Chumra, you have to say the bliyas don't go. Because no one has a machlekes that if the bliyas go, then taka.
Do they come out?
The Rashba's right.
That they won't come out.
Whatever, I'm saying they have to be machlekes, yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. I think there is a tzad. That's the Mishmur is saying this tzad, right? That there's a tzad to learn in the Ramah that the bliyas go, and they come out.
But you still don't want to say that. Doesn't that disprove the shach?
Yeah. No, disprove. I'm asking. I don't think that's how the shach would learn over here. So the achrayim have a problem with tzadik bezei, and you see somewhere along the way the Rama was talking masking to episode an idea of chamchus chamkula. So I'm not sure. It could be there's other tibritim to tzadik bezei. I think there are other tibritim. But if we're going to accept this chumra that anytime it gets hot, even the Rama will accept chamchus chamkula, so as a mishmur fine. But then we'll assume it also comes out. So now you're making a point. Will that work even if you just dunk it into a bigger hagala pot? I think lemaisa, if you accept the sheet of the ra'ah that kabbalah kachpalta, I assume it will because that's hachi kimlu that when you stick something into a boiling pot hagala pot, that's magal out all of them.
All those sheetas, rashba, ra'ah, they're coming off of their original nesoyim in chametzas chankula. Once we're in the new world of Rabbi Akiva, Eger's chametzas chankula.
I don't think it makes a difference.
Why not?
It's not true though. Kabbalah kachpalta, we're not medactic on the heat of the temperature. Hare, every pot, when I cooked it with chazir, I sat there boiling on the fire for 6 hours.
Right.
And it piped in and piped in and piped in.
We're
I understand, but that's what they're all saying though. They're all saying that the yodos are it's nichla on the parsha of kabbalah kachpalta. So just like in a pot that cooked for 5 hours, 1 second of hagol is enough. Who, even though the pot doesn't get as hot as it was when it's cooking, who are then the yodos?
Yeah, Seder.
Even though it doesn't get as hot as it was. The others will get hot.
The Akiva Eger's vort is that you cook in the whole pot.
Huh?
No, I'm saying Akiva Eger.
No, how?
You're trying to say that you're not in the parsha and therefore you have to be machmir.
Exactly. You cooked in the whole pot.
No,
that's how we're learning.
What? There's no chumrah.
No,
the
Ramah sometimes says bliyas don't spread. Sometimes he says they do spread.
No, it's not spread. It's you cooked in the whole pot with your
kiveger. There's two kivegers. The first two kiveger, I think he's talking about something else. The first kiveger is talking about that the yad was a part of the pot. I'm not part of the actual pot where the bliyas is going. It's mamash achel kepat mamash. That's not what I'm talking about. So the second kiveger, which I'm assuming, the second kiveger just means to say that's like the chavas das from the prima godim, that berega, that the whole pot, let's say, stoma reaches a point of yad soledis,
the
Ramah is
directly.
The prima godim mentioned that idea, the kiveger doesn't.
Fine.
As long as the whole pot gets yad soledis, we're masking that we say, chamik soso cham kula.
The bliyas will go. Not that it's as if you cooked in the whole pot.
Yeah. Not that.
Not that.
No.
What's his point?
His point is to answer shtira between a Ramah and Tzadik Beis Hei that's masking the concept of Chamik Sos Chamkula and Tzadik Dal. The first Kiveger has a Shamir Eine. So the second Kiveger is not being Machmir. He's just saying, I have a steer in Ramah.
He's trying to explain why Tzadik Beis you have to be Machmir.
Yeah. That is, exactly. He's explaining Ramah. So I'm saying, when it gets hot, you have to be Machmir that what? That Bli is spread. Because that's all you need for Tzadik Beis Hei. To say the Bli is spread, and then when you pour out the food on it, it's Chanan, it can ask up your own food. So the Bli is spread. Al Zani Omer, they spread, they go in, and they also come out with Chamik Sos Chamkula. Kabbalah Kachpolta, you don't slow it, sinul fi this chumra that you're more machmir than the Ra'ah. And I think that's what the Mishmur brings in Sivkat and Peitas. And in the Chanami, I think the first Kivyeger Taka is blibing Shver, because he's in the first Kivyeger Stam, he's not talking about something Stam where the whole pocket's high, he's talking where it's Mamish Kenega the Reutiv, and it's Mamish Kvapeya, and that's a different Targa. In the Chanami, that's Taka Tzarechinim Kivyeger.
Meaning, it still doesn't come out, meaning Lamaskan and Kivyeger, it's not that you cooked in the whole thing. It's not that vite.
Oh.
When it's that.
Yeah, so.
Stam, it's just Vade the Bleas.
So now, so let's get back to the
but only as Bleas.
Let's get back to our Shaila. So I'm just saying this pot we're discussing, that the chicken soup pot that you cooked the noodles and cheese in. So if it was on the fire long enough and hot enough and full enough that the whole thing got hot, so then until now we've been saying that it could be according to the Ramah, even if it's according to the Mechaber, so Chamek Chaschem Kuli, you need an Embassa Hagala. But according to the Ramah, yeah, you don't even need it. And if it didn't spritz, you don't have to do nothing to the Yodis. So I'm just saying, if the whole thing got hot, it would seem l'fiv achreinim that l'chatkiu should at least do an iru on the handles. Again, the handles which are part and parcel of the kli and their metal. Then you should yes do an iru. But b'dievet would be okay because we assume that when you're machshir the whole kli, it machshirs the yodos as well, like you're pointing out. But me'idach kis, I just want to say that sometimes, and this depends on how you make noodles and cheese or how much noodles and cheese you're making. But let's say you go and you take the big pot of what's it called, the chicken soup pot, thank you very much, and you go and you fill it up, let's say the bottom shlish of the pot sometimes, and what do? The noodles are pre-cooked already, you pour in a little milk, put in a little cheese, and you heat it up, and yeah, and it boils. So now, l'maisa b'chei agav, very often, the upper third of the pot won't get hot b'chlal. Not much, but will be barely hot to the touch, certainly not yet to lettuce, and maybe not even hot b'chlal, and it could be the handles won't be, and especially if the handles are plastic and they're connected through havraga, it's not such a good conductor. Sometimes it mamish won't get hapichal. Now, if something doesn't get hapichal, it nichnas bichal to the parish of yad chaim chesachem kula lechagis achrenim. In Sagadal, it's Kohen Gimel Pischichu who brings upon him iris, and Azoin Mekar Chaim, that they say that berega that the whole pot does not get hot. Mekar Chaim is by us tafrenas Kohen Yud. Berega that the other half of the kli remains cold, doesn't have any heat. Whatever that means, you have to know, maybe even minimal heat, but they say as long as the other part of the coal is cold, there's no sheiches, chamchas, and kuloi, there's no blias whatsoever, lekuli alma. So that would be another cheshmet to take into account, exactly how hot the pot get or not. So again, just to be misakim, so we're saying that if it's plastic, a screwed on handle or a plastic handle, so then we're saying that lefi mechaber, then lekuli alma is no chamchas, cham kuloi, it's only an issue of spritzing, and very often in our basar b'chal v'shaylas, there's no issue of spritzing either. When it's a molded, welded on part of the kli, So then, kipshuto lefi the mechaber, you need a real hagala. But could be if you wait till ein benyamin, which we do anyway. It could be you could be makel for iroi, and certainly if they didn't get so hot up there on top, you could be makel with an iroi. And if, according to the Ramah, certainly you could always be makel to again if it's a metal kli that got heated up. So then lechayir lefi the achrayim we are machmer for chaim kusas kum kula. And when you're magal, you should be magal the yados. But again, lefi the Ramah, it's mafurish meizat tamshiya. I think like Eli saying, because later on, you'd be able to do an irui to be machshir the yados. Okay. Now there's another issue that they point out with the yados. Let's say the yados do need hagala, don't need hagala. Let's say we're talking about if it's plastic ones, they don't eat hagalah. So that's the issue. We have another issue called chatzitza. What does it mean, chatzitza? We're not going on tilas kelim over here. So the issue is that we saw already in the Machaber and Sif Gimel by the Gumais, and throughout basically the later Sifim, Gimel, Yudal, Tesvav, Sif Dalit. So the Machaber and the Ramah keep mentioning this problem of Gumais. What's the problem with the Gumais? I mean, do hagalah, it takes out blias. But if you have Be'ain stuck into little crevices and cracks in your kli, hagalah is not going to get it out and you have a problem. So what do you have to do? So Machaber Betzim Sif Gimel says, you have to do at least a leave and call to be sorry for the bain. So the question is, what's with these handles? So the MS is that there's a lashon in the Ramah that says only if the cracks are on the inside of the pot. If on the outside of the pot, you don't have to worry, you don't have to assume there's any bain inside. Yeah.
That would solve all pots.
Oh, not that's what we would think, but not really. Min Dalit in a second. Yeah. So the lashon the Ramah in Sifhei is Kol Kelim Sheish Bem Stakim Agumas Chaluda Vuhu Besoichak Kli, cracks inside the kli. So the Shach and the Taz point out, the Magen Ram and Taz point out, that's because we only have to be worried that there's guk inside and the inside and outside. You don't have to worry about it. But then the Mishnah Berurah Min Dalit says like this, and so the Ramah says, so those cracks inside the kli, Velo Yuchol and Akan Larkais, you can't clean them. You have to do Hagala. You have to do Liban. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Vuhu Adin Kisu Kelim Amachuber V'Chulei. Some kind of handles Af mi ba'achut, tachamit nichnas shem ka'yidua. The Epshel Nakos, in lagilum ka, you can't do agala. So we get to the Mishbrua's pointing out that again, this is not Xeris HaKosev of inside and outside, it's Xeris HaKosev of let's take a look what the Matthias is. But there chal, the inside is where you have to be choshen that got folded up from the outside. You don't have to be worried. They're talking about cracks and crevices alongside the whole kli. So like there, maybe along the top by the handle, whatever it is, where you, again, you're holding it and pouring things. The Maisa, the Mishbrua is talking about Matthias, where the handles are constantly getting filled inside the cracks and crevices. So the Maisa, what's with our handle? So chal yesh lavdan. If it's welded on, then talk about it. If it's screwed on, so the chal also there chal, they're done very. The connection is very strong and very good, and you don't have to worry about anything getting inside. Just clean around it, and you're okay. Mice, if it's a little bit loose and you can't get in there, so you have a problem. Forget about the yodas. The yodas are plastic. Forget about the spritzing. You would at least lechatchila if it's taka loose and you see that schmutz could get in there, you can't get it out. You have to lechatchila take off the handles to clean it out before you magel, because you're gonna be magel or do leibin, because if it's a plastic handle, you're gonna. You're in trouble if you do. Okay, yeah, whatever. Call it for union. Whatever it is. If you can do leave, you can do leave. And otherwise, you can take it off. Sometimes they're loose and they're plastic and you can't take them off because there's no screw. The screw is a type screw you can't take off. So the etzah there is to pour in some ekonomika, something that's pagan, because again, the whole chash here is the bain. So for the bain, you just pour it in the garbage. You pour in ekonomika and it's pagan the bain. And then, once you get it clean, the Hagolo will take out any blias. It's going to be blias. It's going to be balea from Economica. That's okay. What's your chash more?
And you're not magal the kli. Blias can't come out if there's something there blocking it. There's two different things in the Mishnah Berurah.
We're magal kli only from inside anyway, more, right? When you have a pot, how you magal it? Only from inside. From welcome that is balea. It wasn't balea from the outside. Stam. Every time you're magal big pot, how do you do it? You fill it up, you boil it up, and it's magal. That's it. Don't worry about the outside. Same thing.
The only problem is bed. Yeah. So it's not really a problem.
Right. Well, it is a problem. You have to take care of it. Either by Nikur or by being plagued.
Go to the Hefsher station.
Yes.
And if you want to be Magil a pot, I mean, I can be Magil like one pot, yeah? They make you take a needle, like pliable, and they make you go around the outside lip of the pot, and black gunk comes out. Now, black gunk. Now, I don't think that falls in the parsha of chametz nois and dam of gam or not. That's parsha, not that's nothing. It's not nois and dam.
I don't even by the lip. The lip, we know lahalacha, you have to be mag with the lip because we're afraid that there is bleas there that are going to get in because you're mishtamish with the upper lip. If you mean already on the outside of the kli, then you have to know. Maybe they're chayish. It is something. It's not nifsa.
But you're saying it's not alts. I have to in the
no.
And all the sugis of tli are in the inside of the kli.
It well depends. Depends how you're being mishtamish. It's makom hashimush, kabbalah kachpolta. Yeah, saying anytime
you're saying it has nothing to do with.
Now the ains is a problem because the ains time when you heat up the kli it'll be balea. So right. If you had got some cheese in there, you're gonna be in trouble. So, yeah, again, like there for basa tachalav. Usually, when you're being machshir back, you don't necessarily have to worry about.
When we spoke about getting the rust out right in the beginning of the simon, there's two reasons for that: the ain and also.
Okay. Khair. If you have any indication otherwise, please let me know. Okay, so let's just speak out Mamish Bekitzer, Sif Yudal Tesvav are the halachas of being magal. That was the handles, and now we're up to the kisui, the covers, pot covers, tin baking pan covers, the chule. So Machaber breaks up into halachas. And it seems to be somewhat, pretty much straightforward. Very simple. Sif yudalad is halacha of a pot. But you're cooking in a pot. Tavshel, liquids. So what happens when you put a pot cover on liquids? So there's a thing called hevel hakadeira. Hevel hakadeira means, you know, in tzadik beis, ches, in your day, there's a sugi of zeya. Zeya is a whole shayla. Exactly. How does it work? Does it go up? Does it go down? Yes, no. Here, it's really a higher diagram of Zeya. It's called Hevel HaKadeira. It's because when the Zeya gets trapped inside a pot, like you know, like the inside of an urn, if you touch the lid of an urn, it's boiling hot. Because the Hevel goes up and the heat and the steam are pile to mamish bring blias and to be mavliya b'chule. So what's the halacha of such a thing? So mamish, we assume it's mamish b'leya kol kule with whatever it is, meat, dairy, whatever it is, chametz on Pesach, and maybe it needs a proper hagala. So the Zeya makes it require a hagala. Fine. So that's the din of the Beis Yosef brings a Mordechai and you need libun. The Beis Yosef says it can't be. Why would you need libun? Elamai, that kisu is something that you are like baking little pashtidas on, whatever it is. You're baking bread on it, and that's why you need libun. That's Sif Yudal. Sif Tesvav is the halacha of pachzis, the same halacha, which is a kisui on top of, instead of on top of a tafshil of cooking, it was a kisui on top of baking, some kind of harara, bread, muffins, whatever it is. You need to put a kisui on top of that. So there the Torah brings two shitas. First shita says Yeshamim. You don't do anything. It's fine. Just wash it off. Why? Because why not? It's a dry food. There's no zeya. That's the chayr what the first sheet is assuming. Like many achrenim, like some rishonim seem to hold, the Ramah in Teres Chatos brings such an idea that something that's dry, it brings from a Chuvas Maimini in the end of Sefer Machal Sassurus. So it's a dry thing, there's no zeya. So that first sheet holds, there's no zeya. It doesn't touch the food. So what's the problem? Chayr not, that's the first sheet is holding, because it's just a cover. It's not a cover that's pressing down. That's the first sheet. Says the Torah, I think not only does it need Hecher, it needs Libra. And the Torah is chayr on both accounts. First of all, the Torah says it does. There is zeya, there's some kind of hevel, which is a difficult nakuda, but we'll get back to one second. There is a in hevel, and also it touches. It does touch. So Azai, Lagabi the hevel. So Maisa, this is a big shiloh because we're talking about Eichlin here, and Eichlin, it's usually assumed they're very dry. They don't have hevel and zeya. So Maisa, there is really an issue. The Teres Chatos basically asks this question. Teres Chatos brings this halacha that there's no hevel and zeya, and then he asks the question from Sif Yudalad from the fact that in a pot there is hevel and zeya. And he says, by dry there is not, and by wet there is. The Minchas Yankov wrote a Peirush on Teres Chatos, says, that's the Teres Hashem, he says, well, what do you mean? What about this halacha? You see there is. Here you see there is Zeya by Eichlin. So the Beis Meir learns it's only if it's very, very close to the food. The Minchas Yankov has a tzad that's only chumer de Pesach, because it's there's mashu of Zevel and, of Hevel and Zeya. But the mashu, and that's where Machmer Pesach, because Pesach chumer is also mashu. Different terutzim.
So why can't we just say it's touching?
The Torah says two things. So the first question is without the touching. So without the touching, it's, you see hevel here. So I'm just saying, don't go around thinking from this halacha, yes, there is zeya by Eichlin. And that's what Ramesh has a tshuva, that Be'etzem Ramesh is also mekel in Yerideya. Ramesh is Be'etzem mekel that there is no zeya by Eichlin. He brings him a Rambam, the Prima Gadam himself, who here is Machmer, in other places mekel. So that's the different terutim. Either this is a chumrah de Pesach, says Minchas Yankov, or because it's very close to the food, v'chulei. But lemaisa we're being machmer. That's zeyas eichlin. So, and then the other issue is time. If it touches, fine. Now it's meduyik in Torah, and everyone really pointed out this issue. As Mar is asking, guys, we're asking yesterday. It is a real issue, and that is it's mashu from the Torah. There's two reasons why you need libun. One, because it touches. Now, if it touches, that's very muvan, because it's something that's cooking on the fire. There's no liquid. It touches. You need libun. But why should zeya require libun? Zeya lechayer some kind of liquidy type of thing. Steam is more of like a liquid, which would only require an agala, because we know anything that's bolei out
like smoke.
Like smoke. Okay. So mice like this. Lechayer, so I'll just. You know, L'chayr, what the Bach is Mavur, that's what he's talking. We're talking about somehow the Hevel requires Liban. That is Mavur in the Bach. L'chayr, the Bach is understanding. Just like we say, Zeyas Mashkin is Kamashkin. Zeyas Eichlin Ka'eichlin means it's Ka'eichlin. Just like Eichlin, if you cook without Mashka, it would need Liban. Who I didn't somehow, this is like some type of a dry Zeya. And Emes is, if you're looking at Teres Chatos and Klal Amidvav, where he's talking about this idea of Zeya Ba'eichlin, it's Takamashma that when it's very close, it's maybe like a shtickle of the Ba'in of the food comes off. It's not like a steam. You don't see the piece of bread steaming. But rather, if it's very close, then it gets more of like a strong recha, meaning it's something closer to a bein. I don't know. Tzarechin. But lamaisa is it. So lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah right here on the spot, the Graz, also in this halacha, which is in Tafnun Alf Mabez, the Chai Adam, Kuf Chav Ches, if to test, they all, when they bring this halacha, the Mechaber's Machmer, you need Libra, they all say the reason of
touching.
And they leave out this reason. So now, which is very move on, because it's very difficult to say this reason, because in Maisa we don't understand why Zeya, it's a Torah. And usually we don't like to just Machavek Torahs just like that. Usually. But, so Baruch Hashem, Matsanu, Dvarim Furashim, in the Sefer HaKadosh, Maimon Mordechai. Maimon Mordechai says a beautiful Pshat in the Torah. And he says like this. He says, what does the Torah say? The Torah's like, you take. The Yeshayim says it doesn't need Heksha. Of course it needs Liban, it touches. And what kind of shtus is it to say it doesn't need Heksha at all? Chachim needs Hagala, ki harei, there's Zeya going up. And I'll quote the Lashon of the Maim Mordechai. V'zeh l'shoyne, Sifkar n'chafalef, and tough enough. Ella, shekasef atam ha-sheni, lahoytzi midas, ha-yesh-aimrim, de'enu tzarech afilu Hagala. And then he says in parentheses of the Maim Mordechai, that, and what's the Bach trying to say? I know what the Bach is trying to say. It says in Mordechai, okay? The ain't svara loymar sha'af lafi tamzet zarech libun the hazeya hevi kamayim umashke v'loy mikri davar yavish afal pisha bami davar yavish. Says the Maamar Mordechai, I don't care where this thing came from. Zeya is a mashke. Zeya is a liquid. And mela, any Zeya can come from the driest thing. If there's going to be any Zeya come from the dry thing, it's going to be something which only requires... No, see, this is... Udolaykabach.
Oh,
he says, yeah. Yes. So now, I'm just saying, lahalacha, I don't know if all the Akhrenim are being chaylik on the tour, or emesis, could be they learn like the Maamar Mordechai, but lemaisa, all the Akhrenim ignore this reason of Zeya, and they all say the reason of touching, and therefore lahalacha would come out, that halacha lemaisa, when there's no touching, you would only need Hagala. Now, this is Mamish Halacha Maisa, because like this. So, in Chut Shani, there's a Sefer Chut Shani from Mr. Krell, it's his Shirim on Hilchas Agoskeim. So he says that Halacha Maisa, if you have the top of a pan, of a frying pan, the cap of a frying pan, let's say you have a frying pan that you could do Liban Kalan for whatever it is, a Teter Bala, whatever it is, and, oh no, a Teter Bala, you could do Hagala also, whatever. In case you need real Hagala,
Real
Liban. I'm sorry. So Zakti al Machbas is the same thing. It needs Liban. Demet says he's making there for Liban Kal. I don't know if it makes a difference.
Because
of Machbas. Meaning that we saw that the Ramah says Liban Kal is better than Hagala. Right, okay. So whatever it is. So in the case where you're going to do Liban, so Zakti, yeah, Father, the cover needs Liban also. So I think that would be true if you have the case of the Machaber, which is it was used on a constant basis, and you know that over time it could touch. Rave Pamim says the Machaber touches. Right. But if it was a one-time mess-up, and you know clearly it didn't touch, or it's a Metzias where there's no reason to be Chayshi would touch, then I don't think, I don't think you need to leave it on the cover. Even if it's a dry Al Ha'esh type of a cooking, the cover of the thing does not need Liban Ella, it's Besedah with Hagala, as long as you don't have the Chash of touching.
But we're Machmi for the Ramah, that you don't need the Chayshi.
So?
You have
the weird. I'm saying the pot cover. Pot cover, there's no touching.
There.
When there's no touching, there's only Zeya. When there's Zeya, right. Zok to Mordechai, Zeya's mashkit, Hagala is always enough. That's all. No, so he's saying, because there is another Kipshuta, if you read this Mechaber, it says pot covers need Liban. If it's a cover of a charar, if it's a cover of something that need Liban, he's Liban. Now the question is, what's the tam? So if al Zeya your machmir, that the Zeya of Eichlin could be like Eichlin require Liban, so then you got a problem over here. I'm just saying, halacha, that's not miskabel. Now the ma'is over there, just Ben Ashitim points out something that we were discussing, very interesting point. He says that, well, let's say a person's cooking in a pot. He says rice, kugel, what are they called? petitim. What's petitim? Petitim are like farfel or couscous. Another thing. What are the other things called?
Orzo,
that's it. Orzo, yes. Orzo, farfel, quinoa, bechule. So Zakter, in all these things, he says, I'm not sure, and I think it has a din of machvas. I don't see why. I mean, we're talking about a pot. You fill up with rice, a pot of water, and you cook it. But so okay, these things, at the end of the day, they end up dry. They end up drier. I don't see why it should not be like machfas. And you can only, you have to do it like machfas, which is Liban Kal, right? That's what we saw. The Ramah, even though usually Liban Kal, we assume is Hagal is as good as Liban Kal, but by machfas, it's not, because that's the Ramah is only Seimach on Liban Kal, because there's a tzad we said that Liban Kal is really like Liban Chama. So you can't do Hagal. So he says this is Lamaisa. And then he says, well, then the cover, same thing, because whatever the pot needs, the shittasa, the cover also needs. So I think this is very big chiddush, and the stimus adarim is the loy kavose, and that la halacha, we see this special chiddush machbas, mashenkin these things. The question is, what's the chiddush? So I think this gets back to mamish, what we were discussing the other day, in your sense, ha'ara, that sometimes something plops over the side of your kli that you're cooking in, or sometimes some type of mitzias that sometimes in a pot that you're cooking in with liquid, sometimes it does dry out, sometimes it does get burnt. So do we say, oh, so then we're going back to the same old machlokas and machvas. And to that I just suggest what I was suggesting the other day, and that is that by machvas is a machlokas rashba and rashba. And the rashba says, no, it dried up. The oil you put in dried up. And the rash says, no, even though it dried up, but there's still really lechas in the food, and the lechas is really inside the food, and it's still connected. And the rash says, no, it dried up. So I just think, adkan loy pligi ela by machvas, where they started with a thin layer of shemen. But what's the Rosh's whole taina? Rosh says to the Rashba, well, lomatzinu, we made a chiluk. We don't find chilukim, yeah, dried up, nish dried up, you burnt your food, you need leave, and you don't burn your food, you need hagal. We don't find such a thing. So the Rashba answered that, it's very simple. Shiny machvas. Machvas is bezunder a tzur of cooking with a thin layer of shemen. But the Rosh's taina lagabe apat, taka lomatzinu. Lomatzinu, until Sefer Chachana came along and said this chumra, lomatzinu, then in a pot, everyone had a havamina. Even if you burn your food, or a piece pops over the side, or you're cooking rice that dries up, and then you're cooking petite and bechule. So, like this, kugel could be different. Kugel could be mamish like a machvas. Sometimes people bake in their pots. And the chanami kugel could be with a thin layer, then a bad, that's like a machmas, because it's not a hilchus from a pot. Question how you use it. If you use it with a thin layer of shemen, that's the halacha of machmas. But anytime there's a tafshel in a pot that you're cooking normally, the chayr steam is hadvarim, that. The Rashba was makabel the Rashba's taina, and the Svar is pashut that because you started with such a kamus of water that it was submerged in the water and soaking in the water, even if at the end of the day it gets a little bit more dry, the rice is still much more moist and much more saturated with water than by baking, and mechayr b'chayy gam would be enough to do hagala and not liban.
But I don't know, like that's a chiddush. Gotta check that.